Doing Sefer Masiyot, and we had been learning about how Rav's wife used to run his life. It's interesting, he doesn't mention it, but the Gemara says there are different types of situations where life's not worth living. And one of them is when the wife's always telling you what to do. It's interesting that a lot of people had it, and they managed. Okay, so it's not pleasant, but it can happen. And whatever he did, she'd put up a fight. He'd want her to make beans and kidney beans, and she'd make green beans. He'd want green beans, she'd make kidney beans. And then when his son grew old enough, his son Rabbi Chiya, the son of Rav, he'd switch. Rav would say, "Ask your mother for green beans." She'd say, "Dad." He'd tell his mother, "Dad wants kidney beans," and she'd make the green beans. And then Rav finally tells his son, "Wow, praise the Lord! I see that your mother decided to do what I want again." And Rabbi Chiya, his son, said, "I swear by your life and my life, that's not what's going on here. I always switch it around, and then you get what you asked for because I tell her the opposite of what you asked for." So his father said, "Okay, wow, you're a smart one." And that's what they say, that your own son's going to teach you things that you didn't know. But don't do it anymore, because you shouldn't get used to lying. So that's an important rule. A person has to be accustomed to telling the truth. Even though there are times when he can justify switching around the truth, he said, no, it's not worth it. You got to be in the habit of telling the truth. Now, Rav's uncle, Rabbi Chiya, also had such a situation. His wife would always, what they say in Yiddish, chepper him, start up with him, and she'd always argue with him. And Rabbi Chiya, wherever he'd go, he'd buy a souvenir to show her, "I was thinking of you." He tried to make her happy. And Rav, his nephew, his disciple, said to him, "You know, she keeps doing things to get you all upset. Why do you do that? Why do you bother always bringing her all these gifts from all over, trying to keep her happy?" And he said, Rabbi Chiya said, the great Rabbi Chiya, you remember, when Rabbi died, they said he should be Rosh Yeshiva. He was so big. And he said, "You know what? These wives of ours, they bring up our kids. And they save us from sin. At the end of the day, we do live like husband and wife. And if a person doesn't have a wife, it's very hard to stay away from sin. It's, a normal person has desires. So at the end of the day, they're doing the bare minimum as wives. That's enough. So I bring her all these gifts." And this is a very, very important perspective. When we're dating, we're looking for Mrs. Right. Once we're married, we have to realize, is she bringing up the kids? Yeah. She's feeding them, she's changing their diapers, she's yelling at them, she's doing everything a good mother's supposed to do, right? At the end of the day, every so often they do live like husband and wife. I'm sure that if she's fighting with him all the time, it might not be in with the frequency that a wife where everything's going hunky-dory. But at the end of the day, it was happening, so he knew he was saved from sin in that regard. That's the minimum. And that's a very, very important perspective after marriage. One of the reasons people are dissatisfied with their marriages is because they expect so much more. If you lower your expectations, you can be happy. Once you're happy, then the marriage starts thriving too. Because then you say, "Let me get her that souvenir." You don't say, "What a bum, she didn't make me lunch, I'm not getting her a souvenir." You say, "I will get her a souvenir." You get her a souvenir. Maybe it'll do something, maybe it won't. But at the end of the day, that's the appreciation.
So even that bare minimum is actually,
I think, but that in most situations people do that. Meaning the husband might say, "She doesn't clean the house enough, she doesn't do the shopping, she doesn't do, cook me my 7-course meals." But in reality, the kids are being brought up. I think that it's a big mistake that people make today. I've spoken to people who felt that they were right in wanting to get divorced, and I quoted them this Gemara, They said, no, my rabbi wouldn't agree with you. One guy told me, Rabbi Aviner doesn't say that in his book. He describes what a marriage is supposed to be like. So I said, fine, I'm willing to bet with you. You send him a letter, and we'll see if he agrees with you or me. So this goes back quite a number of years. So he sent him a letter. Rabbi Aviner told him this Gemara. Lo and behold, wow, okay. So the guy's still married till today. But he was ready to get divorced because he thought, you know, it should look different. Very nice, okay. We wish it looks different, but if you got this, that's enough. That's called a legitimate marriage. From there, you're only working up. The Talmud tells us that in Israel, they had this interesting custom that the morning after the wedding, they'd come to the chasan and they'd ask him, Matzah or Motzeh? The verse says, Matzah isha matzah tov, he who found the wife found good. The pasuk says, Motzeh ani mal mimavtet aisha, I find the woman more bitter than death. Which one did you find? Did you find the wife that was good, or did you find the woman more bitter than death? So he doesn't go into that too much. He says, what do you do if you have an evil wife? What do you do if what do you do if the ksuba is a lot of money? You can't afford it. You can't afford the alimony. So get a second wife. That was in their days. The Chazal say, if there's competition, then she'll be a better wife. Now, what happens if she's an evil wife? He sees she's flirting with guys and she's not being modest and reaches a point where he's got to wonder whose kids he's going to have. So Chazal say divorce her. That's when Chazal do say. That's when the Torah does say. When the Torah discusses divorce, the Torah says ki motza bar vas davar. He finds that that things are not modest the way they should be, to the point where private things are being revealed, and to the point where he can't be confident in the fidelity of the marriage. So then Chazal say that is the way to go. And then he quotes to us from Ben Sira, that Ben Sira said, Isha tova bechek yirei Elokim tinaten. A good wife is given to the embrace of a God-fearing person. Isha ra'a, a bad wife, is tzarat levala. She's like leprosy to her husband. What does Ben Sira say? What are you supposed to do if she is an evil person? So then, the way we described earlier, situation like that is divorce, and then he gets healed. Ben Sira then continues and says, you have a daughter to her father is like a fool's treasure. Meaning, you think she's a treasure, but you'll suddenly realize that there's much more to it, which we'll pick up with next time. What are all the aspects of having a daughter that a person doesn't entertain at the first moment? That's what we'll see next time.